Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M.
If you are Paddy and Rob Palmer intolerant, we are so sorry. The upside, they are on holiday in 3 weeks.
Yay!
In the meantime, let's digest some savoury bits, including their beautiful Christmas story.
Joe Biden, he has used his power as US president to pardon both Rob Palmer and his brother Michael.
How's that?
He pardoned two turkeys, sparing them from winding up as the main cause.
So they set them free.
They set them free, yeah.
So the foxes can get them.
Or the hunters. Downstream, because it's turkey hunting season in another paddock.
Sometimes Rob becomes very personal.
They don't. I can't remember the last time Gwen and I went to bed at the same time.
Oh, I thought I didn't know what I was going to hear then.
Mark from Springfield was unhappy that Shane from Empire Bay received a six-pack of two heads after coming back from holidays.
The guy's been on holidays for months, he's giving a six-pack. I had surgery and I got half on.
The bloke's been on holidays, he's got money to burn, he's gone away for 4 weeks and we've given him a six-pack. You, in the meantime, you've been in hospital.
Oh, mate, I had spinal surgery 4 months ago. I've been texting you, but last time I went up, I got hung up on. So how about a cold beer, boys?
Give him a six-pack
and two heads coming your way, Marky.
Another week, another disagreement.
And you have a kite.
A kite like you buy at the shop?
No, not like a little triangle kite. It's like a parachute. Yeah. Have you ever seen anyone kite surf?
Yeah, but it was a kite surfing thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's what I said.
So he was going kite surfing on the day.
He was going.
Oh, fuck.
How many times? And yes, he was trying to go kite surfing.
Well, you could have said that because you said kite. And I'm there, like, you know, when we used to.
He was on the beach kite surfing. God,
yeah, you could have said that.
I think I did.
You may have said it.
At least Glenn the Chippy had something in common with one of the boys.
Yeah, I look at things and I go, gee, that never passed up North Queensland.
Yeah, mate, because I was when I was a master craftsman in Bundaberg.
A long time ago in a dreamy era.
I thought there was something I liked about you. You're a Queenslander.
Thank you, Glenn. I'll leave you two alone.
When it comes to sport, movies and music, Triple M has it covered.
Paul Kelly's there, going cray-cray. Bernard Fanning.
Yeah, Bernard Fanning. Missing Higgins.
She's been found.
She's missing now.
She's been found. Missing Higgins has been found and she's in a state.
Missy. Yeah, Missy.
Yeah.
Missing Miggy. Missing Missy Higgins will be back.
And what about the accuracy when covering Australia's first World Cup soccer match against France?
How's the soccer going, mate?
It's 1-1.
Thanks,
mate. It's not 1-1. It's
1-0. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Less about facts when you're giving the score of the soccer.
Oh, another shot from Australia.
Oh, no.
Close one.
Rob loves Taylor Swift.
Stuffed up the pre-sale of her US tour, cancelled the main sale entirely, and then the tickets that had come out were being touted on resale sites for $95,000.
I bought two of them.
Whatever you do today, please put on deodorant.
Forge, you're on the wolf. I tell you what.
I said to you, oh, gee, I forgot deodorant. Oh, so I'll probably smell. And you go, give me a sniff. And you come around from your side of the desk and you come around and I can't get away from me. And you start sniffing me like a dog.
I didn't do the true dog sniff.
No, you didn't
like
go down there.
I'd
have given you a short, sharp one.
And your phone number.
Get your nose out of my...
No, I just wanted to help you out, mate. I wanted to help you out to make sure you didn't stink.
And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M. If you want to hear more from the boys, search Paddy and Rob Palmer on the free listener app. That's LISTNR.